This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are expected to hold a virtual summit next week, according to multiple news outlets. As tensions between the nuclear powers persist, U.S. officials said the tentative agreement to hold the summit was part of an effort to prevent the countries from spiraling toward conflict over trade, military activities, and other issues. The White House declined Thursday to comment on the meeting. Reuters reported the two leaders last spoke on September 9th and addressed economic issues, climate change, and COVID-19, according to a senior U.S. official. The contagious Delta variant is driving up COVID-19 hospitalizations here in the U.S., specifically in the Mountain West, and fueling disruptive outbreaks in the North. Meanwhile, virus trends are improving in Florida, Texas, and other southern states that bore the worst of the summer surge. But it's unclear that Delta isn't done with the United States. COVID-19 is moving north and west for the winter as people head indoors, close their windows, and breathe stagnant air. Health officials are lamenting how many people are no longer wearing masks and how many people chose not to get vaccinated. The U.S. government is urging U.S. citizens to leave Haiti because of the country's deepening insecurity and lack of fuel. That shortage has affected hospitals, schools, and banks. The warning from the U.S. Department of State comes as Haiti's government and police are struggling to control gangs that have blocked fuel distribution terminals for weeks. It's unclear how many U.S. citizens currently live in Haiti. U.S. citizens aren't required to register their travel abroad. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, VOA News.